time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into Thursday, October 23rd, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a great show lined up for you today, but before we get started, I want to give a field report about the first bourbon signing tasting event that took place last night at the Iron Pig South location there, 4029 Old 27 Highway, south of town at the new location. Fantastic dinner. Chef Bob, kudos to you. Every main dish, I mean, it was amazing. Start off with this butternut squash soup with this sage foam. Oh my God, it was the best soup ever. The salad, the appetizer, the main meal, the dessert over the top. The main meal, the main dinner entree was smoked pheasant. It was fantastic. I had never had pheasant before, could not believe how meaty it was. The taste, the flavor was fantastic. And then they topped it off peanut butter pie with a bourbon glaze, whipped cream, and vanilla bean ice cream with bourbon on top, along with a shot of the brand new single barrel bourbon from the Iron Pig. And one thing I learned about bourbon, Tim Bays, Ian's partner for the South location, explained that when you drink bourbon and it burns your throat, that's called a Kentucky hug. Yeah, right. Well, the bottom line is what you do is you take a breath in, get some air in your lungs, in your throat, mouth, and then holding your breath, you put the glass up and you sip the bourbon. You take it into your mouth, and as you're swallowing it, you exhale. Never heard of that before. Been drinking bourbon for years, never heard of that. Well, the bottom line, it takes away the burn. No burn whatsoever. It was amazing. Learned how to drink bourbon. So take a breath in, put the glass up to your mouth, take a little sip, and when you swallow, exhale. This bourbon is fantastic. He had other brands there to serve with the various courses, the soup, the salad, the appetizer, even the bottle from one distillery down in Kentucky. I believe forget the brand. But anyway, 115 proof. Whoa. I was like, oh my gosh, this stuff could dilute paint off of walls. This is paint thinner. This isn't bourbon. It was amazing. Great night. Had a great time with Nick Wallace, J2 Construction, up in Harbor Springs. Got to meet his young, pretty daughter, Jade. And, of course, Patriot Pat came up from downstate. He sat with us at our table. We had a really good time. Highly recommend the next one. You guys need to come. It was an experience. We're going to take a short break. We got some stories lined up. We're going to talk about beef in the United States of America. Cliff Tellini, you need to listen to this one. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The gun doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one. This came out late last night. President Donald Trump's administration intensified efforts on Wednesday to combat rising beef prices, calling on domestic cattle ranchers to lower their prices for consumers, while also releasing a multi-agency strategy to restock the nation's depleted cattle herd. Beef prices in the United States have eclipsed record levels after a prolonged drought that has impacted grazing lands and elevated feed expenses, forcing ranchers to reduce their herd sizes. The U.S. cattle inventory nationwide currently is at its lowest since 1951. It has been shrinking amid import restrictions, including the suspension of Mexican cattle shipments due to pest concerns and tariffs. Brazilian supplies are also impacted, but yet consumer demand remains strong. Speaking to the reporters at the White House on Wednesday, Trump expressed sympathy for the beef industry. Speaking in the Oval Office, he said the ranchers, who have done a great job, but they've been losing their shirts for many, many years. They've really been decimated, and I helped them out a lot. I put tariffs on things coming into the country, including beef, hoping that it would help their sales here inside the United States. And to give them a chance to finally have a decent industry. He said the administration will be in talks with cattle ranching industry leaders very soon. They're great people, but they've hurt for 25, 30 years. They've been losing because other countries have taken advantage of them. And by putting tariffs on the foreign beef, they've actually now been able to make a few dollars. They've been able to restore their industry. But at the same time, we have to make sure that we keep beef prices affordable. People love their beef, and they really want to buy it. Well, on Truth Social Post, Trump called on ranchers to prioritize affordability for local consumers. Cattle ranchers, who I love, don't understand that the only reason they're doing so well for the first time in decades is because I put tariffs on cattle coming into the United States, including 50% tariff on Brazil. They also have to get their prices down to be affordable because the consumer is a very big factor in my thinking. Cattle ranchers have produced less beef as a multi-year drought has gripped the western part of the United States. When Vicky and I were out west back in 2022, that summer, we drove through miles, miles and miles of burnt trees. They had a major wildfire out there, and it just absolutely decimated thousands of acres. Well, it was due to how dry it was, and it was a lightning strike, is what the locals told us. Now, according to data from the U.S. government agencies, the national cattle inventory has declined to just 86.7 million head by the beginning of this year. That is the lowest number for that seasonal benchmark since 1951. Lean and extra lean ground beef reached an all-time high of $8.04 per pound in July, before easing slightly to $7.95 in August. This is a 32% increase from 2015, when the low hit $6.09. Well, similarly, boneless USDA choice sirloin steaks climbed to $14.32 per pound in August. That was 77% higher than $8.07 that was recorded just 8 years ago in 2017. Nearly double, $8.49 a pound in 2015. Well, I got to say something. As a constitutional conservative, not a Republican, not a Democrat, but a conservative, a constitutional-based conservative. Got a very simple question for you, Mr. President, who I love dearly. I love all his policies. I love the tariffs. I love everything he's doing. But, however, which totally negates what I just said, where specifically in the Constitution do you, as President of the United States, have the authority to dictate pricing on a private industry? I know these beef farmers. My grandpa was a beef farmer down in Lapeer County. As soon as we got out of school, Mom would drive us right up to Grandpa's farm, and we spent the summer painting the barn, tossing the bales of hay, feeding the pigs, feeding the cows, cleaning up after them, working our tails off on the farm. Been there, done it. I know our beef farmer, Cliff Tellini, over in Onaway. Where do you, sir, get the constitutional authority to impact the beef industry? Leave it up to the market. This is very, very simple. Americans love their beef. Okay, $8 a pound for lean ground beef. What can you do with a pound of ground beef? Well, you can make a meatloaf. You can make chili. You can make spaghetti. You can make hamburger. Quarter pounder on a pound of beef, you're looking at 4 quarter pounder patties. It's $2 a piece. What do you pay for a quarter pounder hamburger at McDonald's? Which it is definitely not extra lean ground beef, I can tell you that. There'll come a price point where the consumer will say, I'm not going to pay $10 a pound for ground beef. I'm not going to pay $20 a pound for a ribeye. What will they do? I'll do it. I do the shopping. I'll go to chicken. I'll go to fish. I'll go to pork. I don't have to eat beef. I choose to eat beef. But the point is this. The government has nothing to do with private industries. Now, you want to tariff these other countries? That's great. And finally, these beef farmers can start making some real money? Good for them. But you need to put things into perspective, Mr. President. People are spending over $1,000 for the new iPhone 17 Pro. They have no problem paying $6 for a cup of coffee at Starbucks. Latte, espresso, whatever the heck you guys buy there. Okay, you got to put things in perspective. And if the farmers aren't profitable, they'll close or sell their private farms to big corporate farms, which we do not want. So why are you getting involved in this industry? You can have an opinion all you want. But if the cattle ranchers are finally making money and you're going to make a plea with them to take care of the consumers, what has the consumers done to the farmers for all these years? It was the market. They didn't go into the stores demanding that beef prices come down. We're not going to buy it. We're going to boycott beef unless you lower your prices. That didn't happen. It was the unfair market that caused the beef prices to go down. And one thing you have to understand, most of your diehard farmers, like Cliff Tellini, Jim Palmer, the pig farmer in Onaway, other farmers, dairy farmers, all of them, they feel that they have a calling to be a farmer. Maybe they learned it from their dad. It got into their blood. God has put me on this earth to be a farmer, to feed my fellow man. They do it out of a sense of duty, a sense of responsibility. You really think they like to get up that early and take care of the cows, where they can't even go on a vacation because somebody has to stay at the farm and take care of the animals? Talk to a farmer. Talk to Cliff Tolini over in Onaway. When's the last time, Cliff, you and your wife took a two-week vacation? Went on a cruise ship? His answer? Probably never. Maybe when the kids were young enough, actually old enough to take care of the animals, maybe they got a weekend. But I can guarantee you they didn't go on a two-week cruise ever. So with this story, the constitutional conservative in me has a little problem with President Trump. Stay out of the beef industry. Now, you want to stick it to Argentina? You want to stick it to Brazil? That's fine. There'll come a point when you and your agricultural secretary, Brooke Rollins, have to look at the ranchers' needs and where they're at. You want them to increase their herd size, raise the production levels, put more supply into the system? Well, then help them do it. Don't legislate it. Help them do it. One of the biggest things, the Department of Agriculture, U.S. Department of Ag, USDA, is going to start enforcing the accuracy of a voluntary, for right now, product of the USA labeling that's supposed to begin January 1st this coming year, 2026, so that domestic producers will capture premium pricing for U.S. raised beef. I'm sorry, but U.S. beef kicks the crap out of Mexican beef. Somebody has been to Mexico and tasted their beef. It sucks compared to U.S. beef. The marbling's not there. It doesn't taste good, in my opinion. So we'll see where this goes. We'll continue to follow this story. But the industry is finally, once and for all, actually making a little bit of a profit. And I'm sorry, again, Mr. President, $1,000 iPhones, if not higher, $6-7 on a cup of coffee at Starbucks. You need to put things into perspective. Oh, Cliff Tolini's listening. He's got some comments. We'll get to those. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.